8 minutes after 4 Central African time. It's a beautiful morning, and today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. I want to welcome our beloved, respected Fadilatul Ustad this early Saturday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 106, 107, 108. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us when these people will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. So this is what they will utter and confess and say. Qalu, they shall say, it is in the past tense, but it will still happen, because when things are mentioned in the past tense, then it means 100% it is going to occur. There's absolutely no doubt in it. So therefore, Almighty Allah mentions it in the past tense. So they said, meaning they will say, Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا, that it overpowered us, our rebelliousness, our disobedience, and our trampling on the laws of Almighty Allah. وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ, we confess and we admit that we are a people that are astray. We are astray, Ya Allah, 100%. Today we confess, but alas, it's too late. Now when they are there in Jahannam, the hellfire, the first thing they want is some form of exit and escape. Rabbana, it means Ya Rabbana. The vocative Ya will be understood. So, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, akhrijna minha, take us out from here, minha, min Jahannam, min nar, take us from this Jahannam and this hellfire, that we are being roasted and toasted here. For in udna, then if we commit kufr and shirk, then if we commit this blasphemy or this polytheism and idol worship, for inna zalimun, then definitely we are the wrongdoers. But you were the wrongdoer the first time. So many people told you, you can't be worshipping idols, you can't be worshipping Jesus, you can't be saying that Jesus is the Son of God, you can't be associating anybody, anything with Almighty Allah. So people who are sane and mature, every one of them Allah gave them and granted them that intellectual capacity that they should know and recognize who Almighty Allah is, who made the sun rise, who made the sunset, who sent the droplets of rain, who gives life and death. Look at your own anatomy and see, you were, you are, you will always be. O human being, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. So when they beg, petition Almighty Allah, قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا. Now look at that word there, اخْسَأُوا, كَلِمَةُ زَجْرٍ لِلْكَلْبِ. You know, sometimes you are walking And remember that a dog starts barking, or that bothered dog starts running after you, then you use certain words, you know. I can't use that words, it doesn't befit us here on air. But there are certain words in Afrikaans also that in English we use. So this is Allah Ta'ala telling that those people, that you get out from here and you stay in Jahannam and you just stay there quietly. Wala tukallimun, and do not speak to me. This is Allah Ta'ala's Jalal, His authority, His majesty, His sovereignty. I gave you so many opportunities, so many occasions, and yet you did not worship me. You used my bounties which were ever recurring, showering upon you, but you used the ni'mat and bounties, but you did not recognize the mun'im, the benefactor. I was, I am, I always will be your greatest benefactor. Look at how ungrateful, unthankful this human being is. So therefore, no second chance. You had your 20, 30, 50, 70, 80, 100 years, and now you want to come and petition me? No, it will not be acceptable. We start on a sad, tragic note. Mufti Rafi Usmani, who was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, passed away last night after Isha. So janaza details we still don't have, because his son Maulvi Zubair, we were studying there. Zubair was a very, very young boy. So he is there in Islamabad. So now this morning, the time there now is 7:15, they're 3 hours ahead of us. So by the time he comes there, and then they will announce the janaza. But if anybody has more details, you can send it to us and just WhatsApp the message on 084-786-3132, and then we'll announce it, provided that you have it from credible sources and you are sure that that time is the janaza salat time. So Allah Jalla Wala grant Mufti Rafi Usmani Jannat al-Firdaus. He'll be buried next to his father, and I studied there, so we know exactly that where the graveyard is, who Mufti Rafi, who Mufti Taqi is. The difference between the two of them is in age. Remember, Mufti Rafi is 6-7 years elder than Mufti Taqi, and he was 86 years old, Gregorian calendar, almost 90 years old, Islamic calendar, 89 years, so you can say almost 90 years. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and he'll be buried there next to his father, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. So from 1976 till now, he was running the Darul Uloom, and 45 years plus, mashallah. So he ran the Darul Uloom Karachi and did a sterling service for the Ummah. Allah Jalla forgive his sins, Allah elevate his rank, Allah Ta'ala grant Ameen. All his students and family members Sabri Jameel.
Ameen.
So let us start with our stories now. Number one, you see, if you go to the Haaretz newspaper, and you go there, you'll find it even now. So remember, there were Palestinians. They were busy with their olive orchards, olive gardens. So a group of thugs, a group of haramis, a group of mal'oon, people who are cursed, the settlers came, and they beat them up and assaulted them and so forth. So what you call that? I call that real terrorism. Therefore, we say what Gerald Kaufman said in the British Parliament, that what the Israelis are doing today is what the Nazis did to the Jews there in Germany. So therefore we call Israel an apartheid, rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime. And nothing will happen to the settlers, and the only solution will be one settler, one bullet will settle these issues. And then we got another 8 haramis here. They are in jail here in South Africa, meaning in custody. And now they will appear in court on Monday. But I see there's already talk of extradition. No use, South Africans. I hope again money is not at play, because they know how corrupt South Africa is. They committed these crimes in South Africa. They had $40,000, 3 motorbikes and drugs and so many other crimes there. You must put them away here in South Africa for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Let them rot in hell. elders, Jutlas. So if they had to commit some crimes, bombing and so forth, then you, the Jutlas, and the people should say that the Muslims committed this crime. That is what they do. While I'm speaking of that, I want all of you, South Africans, and the international global community, that there is a documentary, or there is a book, or whatever you want to call it. It's called Unlawful Killing. Write it down. Make a mental note. Unlawful killing. Who are we speaking about? We're speaking of Diana. That my cousin got married that same day I had to perform the nikah. So my habit is that when I go in the car and I travel, so I switch on the radio. And it was a Sunday, so now she passed away in that accident. But who covered up the whole thing? The British intelligence and the French intelligence. And now the truth is all coming out. And they want to tell us, no, there must be freedom of expression. But you, the intelligence of Britain, you, the intelligence of France, when France wanted to make all the cartoons and they published it, what the harami said? They said, we must have freedom of expression. So where's the freedom of expression? The British intelligence, the French intelligence, all of them involved in the murder of Dodi and of this guy, of this lady, yeah, Lady Diana. So this is now everything coming out. Remember this. So go read about, just put unlawful killing and put Diana and you'll get the whole story. You see, now America has become the laughing stock of the world. Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 18. And what Almighty Allah teaches us, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates a people or a person, there's none to give them honor. You look at the Jutlas, that you must remember, we say Jutlas for the Jews, for the Zionists, we refer to majority of them, not all of them. They control the politicians, they control the banks, they control the media, majority of it in the world. But see how humiliated, disgraced they are. Now look at Joe Biden. Let me give you three lessons. The other day he was speaking and he wants to say very good that the Russians pulled out from Kherson, from Ukraine. He says, Biden, that they pulled out from Fallujah. They sing Iraq in their dreams, you know. So he said Fallujah. This is just Biden. Totally senile. Then he is there in Cambodia. Instead of thanking the president of Cambodia, he said that I thank the president of Colombia. Now they are there in Bali, the G20, Indonesia. He's reading from his notes. He's reading from his notes. He says, I can't even read what I wrote here. The man is gone senile. But he's the commander of chief of America. A shame and a disgrace on you. Tell him to retire and then we'll get some garam masala. If you don't understand the term garam masala, it means you get some hot spice. Now UK Rishi Sunak is running it. He's not a white, he's an Indian. And then once he's kicked out by Biden, they tell him, go sit at home and retire. You're making a fool of yourself, a laughing stock of America on the international stage. So then you will get Harris Camilla. So you see, like how the king's wife is a chameleon. So this is another one, African chameleon. So remember, if you look at the mistake she made, she's already a laughing stock. So how will that be? Then you tell me, America run by not a person who's white, and UK run by a person who's not white. How do you think about that? So you see, that is Allah Ta'ala's system, remember that. Now look at what Biden does. Now you work it out. You see, it's not a holy war. It's an oily war. What it is? An oily war. So the Biden administration says, Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, has been granted immunity. We will no more probe, we will no more ask questions regarding the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. We all know that MBS is the murderer, and therefore he can't go to UK, he couldn't go to United States. He knows what a reception he will get there with all the money he's got, and remember that yesterday also, or day for yesterday, they sent another person to jail for 10, 20 years and so forth. So that is what they do. You must remember these type of things. Yeah. So we take these stories about then South Africa. I told you yesterday, South Africa has become the crime capital of the world, the rape capital of the world, the gay capital of the world, and the corruption capital of the world. There are other countries, but we are also in the top countries there in all these vices. Yesterday, there is a small little masjid or muswalla in Johannesburg between Plain and Small Street. The people went to the mosque early, as Muslims are supposed to go. Some are reading, praying Salat, Namaz. Some were reading Quran Sharif. Some were making dua and so forth. Others engage in salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet the thugs, the crooks came inside the place of prayer, and three, four of them or whatever, and they stole their cell phones, they stole their money, everything. So what do you say of South Africa? Every mosque, every musalla, every place of worship will have to get security now. Then you see load shedding. We go on the right, like Zimbabwe. So minimum you're getting twice a day, thrice a day, four times a day, depending where you're living and staying. Total disaster. Remember, hopeless, useless, incompetent politicians, and the corruption, the number one. Iran, you see, I've been there in 2013, and they took me to the house also. You must remember where Khomeini was born. So the Iranians, this is not an Islamic revolution. Remember that. Revolution took place in 79. Khomeini died in 89. When I landed in Tehran, we packed our luggage, and Zahari was the driver. So he took me first thing to Khomeini's grave. So I told him, what's happening here? He says, Khomeini's grave. I say, he's not a Muslim, you know that. He got the shock of his life. I said, he's not a Muslim. So remember, we just walked away and had to read Zohar Salat. So I went on the other side and performed Zohar Salat. It was the Monday, 1st of Rabiul Awal 2013. So see, the own Iranians, the Kufar Shias, they burned the house of Khomeini. And they cursing him. And they burning all his portraits and images and so forth. There you have it. The dua of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an on Friday, Ashura, the year 61, in the Maidan et Tufuf, in the place called Karbala. We went there with Allah's help as well. He cried, he begged Allah, wada'a ala shi'atihi. He cursed the Shias. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, not in our books. It's written in your books, O Shia. Sheikh Mufid writes in Irshad, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, he cursed you. His daughter Fatima Sughra cursed you and said you murdered and martyred his father in Karbala. They were the survivors and so forth and so on. So therefore we need to understand that what is really happening in this world. May Almighty Allah protect us, and inshallah today between 2 and 3 our brother Suleiman Esop will do the youth program, and between 6 and 8 inshallah will be the Naat Kirat. Tomorrow, don't forget, diarize it. Tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz, say quarter to 6, 6 o'clock, we'll carry a special program live, inshallah, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the majlis of our Ustad, the majlis of our respected teacher, Honorable Sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, Hafidhullah, from Khanqa Sheikh Zakaria, ye in Lanesia. So that will be for tomorrow only, inshallah. So it will be between 6 and 8. Also, inshallah.
Ustaz, there's a new listener from Zambia. He says, respected Mufti Saab, is it true that Qatar has banned the selling of alcohol 2 days before the World Cup? Ustaz, new listener.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A brother just came back in this past few days from Doha, Qatar, and he said, if you just look at the airport, it's full of daru, full of alcohol, and they opened the biggest shop, alcohol shop in the world. So now what they did, 2 days before the World Cup is starting tomorrow evening, South African time, so now they said no alcohol. But you see, you're not doing us a favor. For them, them to give them. You must remember, the World Cup was a big mistake. Muslims, you will have to trample upon the Sharia. How much are you going to compromise? So they said, yes, okay, we will give you alcohol, but not during the match and so forth. You can't take it to the stadium and so forth. But outside, they can be drunk as much as they want to. Then the LGBT guys, those guys who don't know their entry from their exit, you know, they don't know what is bin al-Qoo al-Boo in Arabic, we say. So they're total mixed up guys, you know. They do want to do things what animals don't do. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adal. They like animals, they even worse than animals. Animals don't go to the same gender. On my Twitter account, on my Telegram account, all the groups I sent out, Almighty Allah created Adam and Eve. Almighty Allah did not create Adam and Steve. So now they are pushing their agenda as well. Now let me give you something more important now for you. The inside sources. Remember, this is now under ke khabar. Now inside, and is already floating around, that it is alleged that the Qatar government paid Ecuador the team. Big bribe. The first match will be Qatar and Ecuador. Ecuador, you must lose it. We will give you so many. Why? So at least we win one match. Now you tell me that. What corruption there and so forth. So therefore, again, they thought they will be the first Arab country, first Muslim country to host the World Cup. What honor it will be for us. Allah Jalla Wala disgracing them, humiliating them. Wa may yuhini Allahu famalahu min mukrim. Just like Saudi Arabia, the government disgrace. Emirates, the government disgrace. Bahrain, Morocco, the government disgrace. All these are murtads and shaitans who made peace with Israel. Remember that. Egypt and Jordan and so forth. They will worship the Americans and Israelis more than they worship Almighty Allah.
Somebody says, Ustad, but why after getting all evidence, the court cases in South Africa drag on and on and on, Ustad?
So you must remember, your president is setting a bad example. Yesterday I went to the shop. You know, after Jummah is good to go do shopping. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ السَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Surah 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 10. So go and do your shopping that time. وَمِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly. Read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allah Akbar, Salawat, Durud Sharif. And you do your shopping. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So my habit is, when I'm in the supermarket, I must pass the newspapers and just see the headlines. So I looked at the Citizen yesterday, and they had, President, you're leading, giving a bad example. Thursday is supposed to be the report, pala pala. But what they said, that Thursday President was 70 years old, so we don't want to spoil his mood. So now he's delaying tactics. So if you got nothing to hide, then why all this delaying tactics? The delaying tactics either comes from the president or either from the people who are investigating, and they gave the example of Zuma and so forth. It will just drag on, drag on. You know what they say? It's not what you know, it's who you know. So you must remember this. It's just spoiling things for themselves. Therefore, I told you 100 times already, me, I can never ever vote. I never voted for ANC and I will never vote. I'm on the record on this more than 20 years ago, I said this, remember this. So remember, you must be blind not to see their corruption and incompetence and cadre deployment, my brother.
I see Joshua says, so what has Russia ever done for our country, America, Ustad?
So since when your country, America, what has America done? So America, you must remember, invaded 50 countries after World War II. America has supported one of the biggest terrorists, Harami, and the regime, and that is Israel, your regime. What has Russia done? So Russia has got millions of Muslims, and you must remember, now they're using Muslims, mashallah, to defeat Ukraine and to defeat America and to defeat NATO. More than 10 million people, no water, no electricity. And now yesterday the Americans, see how they lie, they masters. They said that their missile stocks are depleted. They don't have more missiles. Putin say, I don't have missiles. One day he put 100 missiles. Then the other day he put 70 missiles. He told them in the weekend, more coming, inshallah. You want to speak still? This is what Russia did. It's got the greatest amount of nuclear. It got the best submarines in the world. So you want to speak more? Ask, does your America, why you can't take Russia on? Because they know that Russia will circumcise them properly.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, listen to this one here. It says, Mufti Sab, what about the Musallis that got robbed inside the masjid? If I was there, I would have fought them till I became shaheed. Our brothers, Iman are weak. Umar, his name is Umar, Ustad.
You just got a big mouth for nothing. You must remember that you will fight them and shaheed and all these things. If you see 3-4 people coming with the guns and all that, so remember your huzu will break and everything. Allah Jalla Wala will grant them. They were the guest of Almighty Allah, and Allah will give them ni'm al-badal. So you, Umar, you just talk too much. You must just keep quiet. You understand? You don't know what is guns. You don't know what is real life. You understand? Situations. You're looking too many Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood movies. You understood? So don't come talk your nonsense here. So you must remember, as far as these brothers go, who were robbed and so forth, anytime in life, you must remember when calamity strikes, always let this verse here be the motivating factor. Any verse you see in the Quran Sharif will always motivate you. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us certain verses that you lost money, the crooks came, you were kidnapped, you were hijacked. See what Allah says, chapter 8, verse 70. Iya alamillahu fi qulubikum khaira. See what Umar says. See what Umar says. That the brother's iman is weak. So my iman is very strong. That's arrogance, my brother. فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. This masjid, Musalla, is run by the Tanzanian brothers, Burundi brothers, and so forth. They better than me and you. They were there long time before Azan. Oh. When you go to the masjid, I'm asking you to. So don't come talk nonsense here. So you must remember chapter 8, verse 70. Chapter 8, verse 70. When there's goodness in your heart, you got true iman, you got true Islam. This happened before Adhan, 15-20 minutes before Adhan on Jummah prayer, Friday prayer. So remember, yu'tikum khayran mimma ukhidha minkum. So you're my brothers from Burundi, Tanzania, South Africa, wherever. So whatever was taken away from you, Allah says, yu'tikum khayran mimma ukhidha minkum. Almighty Allah will give you better compared to what was taken away from you. Wa yaghfir lakum. Allah will forgive you. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Almighty Allah is all forgiving, very merciful. Chapter 8, verse 70.
I see Sister Layla, Ustad. She says here, this is Linda. Remember me, Layla, AK? I'm so sorry about your prayer house that got robbed. South Africans don't even respect the house of God. Our country and government are cursed. AK, Ustad.
Yes, how can we forget you, my sister Layla Zulu? That's how you introduced yourself. You told us your name is Linda and you speak Zulu, and we gave you advice and we made you Muslim, and you chose the name Layla. So mashallah, we explained all that to you. You see, let me explain to you one thing, my sister. If you want a country to be stable, then 2-3 things must happen. Your judiciary must be such, where your courts and your judges and magistrates are, people must have confidence in it. Today, when you look at how these trials, they drag on 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. So who will have confidence in the judiciary? You look at the policemen. Our policemen are jokers. I mean, let us be honest. The minister of police is a joker. So shoot to kill. So you must remember that. How can you speak like that and so forth? So, I mean, they don't bring any confidence to me or to you or majority of South Africans. So that also hopeless law enforcement. Politicians, we're speaking of majority all. So remember this in all cases. So it refers to majority. Hopeless, useless, incompetent. You must remember the ministers themselves, some of them are implicated in crime and so forth. But they're not interested in me and you. They worried about the December conference. Who will make get to the top six, what will I get? Must I vote for Mrs. Zuma? Must I vote for Rasiril? Must I vote for this one and that one? That's what they want. All party politics and so forth. The ANC is divided into 2-3 factions already. Sad, sad state of affairs. We're heading towards another Zimbabwe and a failed state. Unless you're a real idiot, you can't see that.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Mufti Sahab, how does sadaqah relieve one from bad omens, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has informed us in so many verses. I'll read for you just 1-2 verses and 1-2 ahadith quickly. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 63, verse 10. Chapter 63, verse 10. This is for Muslims. That Almighty Allah states, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولُ. That spend from what we gave you is not your business acumen and your degrees. It is the decree of Almighty Allah. So before death approaches you, when death surrounds you, and now it is sakarat, the pains and pangs of death, what will the Muslima say? فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقَ وَاكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Then he will say, Ya Allah, give me 1 day extension, 1 hour extension. I want to give sadaqah. I want to give charity, Ya Allah. At that time, he will think of charity. I will become pious. Chapter 63, verse 10. Reply. Chapter 63, verse 11. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah Jalla Wala will never give any person extension, remember. We all will die in the appointed time and the specified place. No extension. Almighty Allah teaches us about riba, interest, sud, viaj, usury, call whatever you want to. Chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. What Allah says, يَمَحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Almighty Allah will erase riba and you'll be cursed and so forth. And Allah will increase the charity. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. So every day give our charity, cash or kind. Habibuna rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alayhi wasallam said 2 ahadith. Inna sadaqata la tutfi'u ghadab ar-rabbi. When you give out charity, it extinguishes the wrath, the anger of Almighty Allah. Wa tadfa'u mitat as-saw, and it repels and drives away an evil death. So it will help us in this world. Calamities will be diverted from us. At a time of death, inshallah, Allah will give us a great good death, mashallah. So we know we have to leave this world. And therefore, we should beg Almighty Allah we pass away with Iman and Islam daily. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these ahadith in Mishkat Sharif. Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadi sufla. The hand that gives is much better than the hand that receives. Remember that. So that is what Islam teaches us, my brother.
I see Ezekiel says, but AK, if Putin died, would the war in Ukraine stop? If so, is it something that we should all hope for? Ezekiel was not.
Ezekiel, my brother, we will come to Russia with love just now. Now I want you, Mr. Ezekiel, you must make a note of this. Write it down. There is a chapter in the Bible called Ezekiel. You got it? And then the sub-chapter is called Two Adulterous Sisters. Right? You wrote it down. Ezekiel chapter and sub-chapter Two Adulterous Sisters. Sheikh Ahmed Didat Rahimahullah, under apartheid, took that passages and verses of the Bible, removed the numbers and so forth, and sent it to the South African Census Board. And they said, this is pornography. So then he went to the Sunday Tribune and said, see, what the South African Census Board, which comprised two dominees, two predicants, two priests, but they don't know their Bible. He just removed the numbers and so said that it is pornography. So what you Christians say? What you say is Akhil? Putin is troubling you? Who you want to win? You want America must win and the coalition must win? They can't even beat Taliban. They came with 48 countries. Oh, wow. Taliban without one plane, without shoes, without with chimpals, with sandals, they beat them. They gave the 48 countries such a threshing that you must remember they had to pack up and put their tails between their legs. And Biden now is losing his senses also. In the global stage, he talks nonsense. Instead of saying Ukraine, he says Fallujah. Instead of saying Colombia, he goes, and instead of saying Cambodia, he says Colombia. And now, this week, here, a few days now, there in the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, the man writes something, looking inside, he says, I can't read it. So what you tell me? He's gone nuts, you must remember. So maybe they're eating too much coconuts, my brother. So what you worrying about Putin? Putin, Allah give him long life. Allah give him Islam. And when he become Muslim, we will say, Putin, you must be the commander-in-chief. We can't rely on these Arab jokers, murtads, traitors, apostates. We can't rely on the Muslim countries, Pakistan and them, that they are allowing transgender and Joyland and all that movies in Pakistan. So remember, we need a strong guy who can shake the West, America, NATO, Israel. So we make dua for Putin. Allah give him long life and Allah Ta'ala give him Islam as well before he passes away.
Ustaz, just two more questions. I see brother, it says Jamilu. He's from Malawi. He says, yesterday was Black Friday, Mufti AK. I went for my normal grocery shopping and won my entire groceries for free. Are these groceries permissible to consume? Jamilu, Ustaz.
So Jamilu said, so it was a Yomun Jamil, a beautiful day for you. Now we don't know how Malawi, maybe you'll count a little bit upside down. In the world, normally, Black Friday is the last Friday of November. So next week, Friday. But maybe Malawi said, come, we have it before the world. So anyway, that is your real story. Now let's see what happened. Then you must answer me quickly, Jamilu. So Jamil means to be handsome, beautiful. So when you went ABC supermarket and you bought your stuff, you paid them with your kwachas and everything. And then they said that this number has won and you got all. So if that is what happened, so then it's permissible for you. But if you had to pay for a raffle or something like that extra, so then it is qimar and is gambling and haram, then not permissible for you.
Yeah, he says he paid the raffle, Ustad.
Yeah, if you paid for raffle and that is haram, then all that you must give away to the poor people. Go give to the poor people there in Mangochi, in Limbi, in Lilongwe, and Blantyre. It's not good, permissible for you.
I see the world is listening to you, Ustad. I've got a brother from Burundi. He says, Muhammadu is my name from Burundi. To our Burundi brothers in Africa, our du'as are with you. Thank you for the du'as for our brothers, Mufti AK. Muhammadu, Ustad.
Muhammadu, Jamilu, and then Makadishu, and all that. MashaAllah. Yes, we must pray for them. Ameen. And yesterday, Jummah time, I didn't even know about the incident. If you listen to my translation of the khutbah, I read the sentence, Allahumma ahfaz masajidana kullaha fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, you protect all our places of worship, our masajid, our mosque, muswallahs, everything in the entire world. Allah Jalla wala protect us all. We leave you with this dua. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Fallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Allah is the best of protector, and He Almighty Allah Jalla wala is the most merciful one to show mercy.